Today is the deadline for the Bush administration to hand over to some public interest groups information about the Energy Task Force led by Vice President Dick Cheney. A federal judge set the deadline after groups filed suit under the Freedom of Information Act. Public policy groups say the Bush administration has clamped down on the material it willingly shares with the press, public interest groups, and Congress. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Requests under the Federal Freedom of Information Act are filed thousands of times each year, only occasionally turning into legal battles. The battles over information related to the Energy Task Force, led by Vice President Cheney, became news after the collapse of Enron. Executives from the energy industry, including some from Enron, met with task force members. Environmental and public interest groups, as well as members of Congress, wanted to know more about those meetings. Larry Klayman, the head of the legal watchdog group Judicial Watch, has been fighting for information for nearly a year.
You have an administration that is hearkening back to the Nixon era, which believes that they should not be transparent at all, that things should be secret, they should be hidden. And while there may be some argument to be made when it comes to fighting terrorism, there's no argument to be made when it comes to formulating energy policy. The American people need that information to prevent abuse in government.
The judge hearing Judicial Watch's case says he suspected the government was stonewalling and gave government lawyers a deadline to begin releasing information. He supported what the groups have been saying, that the Bush administration has made it more difficult to pry information from the government. David Vladek is the director of the Public Citizen Litigation Group. He says the government began tightening the flow of information before September 11th, and most of the information he's seeking about Medicaid and Medicare, for example, in the past was routinely approved.
And you have seen this administration clamp down on access to government information across the board. Most of the illustrations of where this new policy has taken force and taken root do not occur in the national security context.
Attorney General John Ashcroft signaled the change in policy in a memo last October. The memo gave department and agency heads a new, stricter standard to follow. It superseded former Attorney General Janet Reno's guidance, which encouraged releasing information that didn't present foreseeable harm. Administration officials say the Ashcroft memo just refocused department heads on being careful. The Information Security Oversight Office helps determine what information can be released. Stephen Garfinkel was in charge of the office until he retired in January. He says most of those who field information requests pay little attention to memos from the top.
Well, the memo didn't change the rules. The law stayed the same, and those are basically the rules. The memo just deals with whether or not the Justice Department is going to support you in particular cases, and I found that that's largely rhetoric. If you have a good case, the Justice Department will support you, and you should be inclined to comply with the law and release information unless there's a very good reason not to.
Garfinkel says government agencies today are much better about sharing information than 30 years ago when the Freedom of Information Act was new. That may be, but there's a clear message that the Bush administration is rewriting the rules about what information it will share. President Bush addressed the issue at a recent news conference and talked about why he refused to release Energy Task Force documents to Congress.
Can you imagine having to give up every single transcript of what is advised me or the or vice president? Our advice would be wouldn't be good and honest and open. And so I viewed that as an encroachment on the power of the executive branch. And so I have an obligation to make sure that the presidency remains robust and that the legislative branch doesn't end up running the executive branch.
A lawsuit filed by an agency of Congress is one sign of the rising frustration among Democratic and Republican members. Congress has asked for a report on how the administration is handling Freedom of Information requests. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.